Hey, it's your girl Simply Shanika, and you are now listening to The Goddess Confessions.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your higher self is the version of you that is grateful, the version of you that makes the best decisions for yourself, the version of you that has great habits and routines, the version of you that creates, manifests, believes in their potential and ability to bring forth your desires, manifestations, at the highest results. The version of you that loves and accepts you. Your authentic self that does not care what other people perceive or think about you in the way that you express yourself. The version of you that follows your intuition and takes divine inspired action. The version of you that does what you said you will do. The version of you that takes great care of yourself mentally, spiritually, physically, financially, and most of all, emotionally. The version of you that accepts all as it is and sees the highest perspective. The version of you that simply takes action and isn't afraid of rejection. So instead of responding emotionally, just put a boundary in place. You see, being in your divine feminine is being a woman who is ruthlessly savage about her self-preservation. The divine feminine is the most beautiful rose with the sharpest of thrones. The true divine feminine will receive very little validation from the masses of women and men. Her validation is sourced from within. To truly embody divine femininity means you are always standing in your power. She is connected with herself, connected with her true soul's essence. She has high standards and she protects herself. She is balanced in her masculine energy because everyone contains both masculine and feminine energy. She is completely comfortable being alone and balanced in her own energy. She has boundaries in place, and she knows how to use the word no to all low-quality experiences. She holds herself and her standards high. But you can't want more than what you're not willing to work for. If you succumb to the temptations of the world and jump into messy situation after messy situation with low vibrational people, your energy will be drained. They'll take your energy and use it to lure in all of the riches of the world while you fall deeper into spiritual bankruptcy. You see, no one can make you feel any type of way unless you allow them to. You don't have control over any people, and you shouldn't care to change their opinions about you. You do have control over your own thoughts, though, and your actions. And focus on those things. Self-assurance says that how others perceive you is none of your business and doesn't define who you are as a person. You don't need to be reassured by others to know your worth and walk in confidence. You will do you regardless of what other people think, unapologetically. So know the difference. Success is a matter of systems, babe, not milestones. You set in place systems whose consequences are what you want. Work on yourself in silence. Don't expect to be revered by others for your improvements. Improve yourself only, and don't involve yourself in messy interpersonal situations. be above all the mediocrity, toxicity, and chaos around you. You don't owe a reaction or complicity to the people around you. You must master the art of believing in yourself. Nothing will propel you more forward in life than unwavering belief in yourself and your capabilities. This means rejecting any thoughts of self-doubt, of glorifying the input of others over your own, of seeing yourself as beneath others, or putting the considerations of others over your own, babe. You want to develop the type of confidence that is rooted so deeply within you that nothing can shake it. Having that type of confidence will keep you focused on the goal or mission and will keep you going when things get tough, because believe me, it gets tough sometimes. It won't allow the opinions of others to skew the path you have decided for yourself. A boundary that you need to develop is to learn that you don't owe an explanation to anybody else as to why you choose to live life the way you do, like the things you like, and be with who you want to be with. Sometimes we put too much emphasis on the idea of others approving our choices subconsciously, that we end up feeding the monster of people pleasing, in which turns makes us timid, insecure, and miserable. The right circle of friends around you will give you the worldly support that you need to get through life. Regardless of how much our generation may romanticize isolation, the truth is that we were put on this planet to live in community. We were never meant to do life alone. But it is better to be alone than be surrounded by the wrong people. And it's even better to be surrounded by the right people than to be alone. You are not crazy, babe, okay? When you decide to start breaking generational curses, those who resent seeing you rise and leave behind harmful and toxic ways will begin to pray for your downfall. You gotta protect yourself and not be overly open and trustful of others all the time. More often than not, it is those closest to us who can wish us the most evil. Stay alert out here. You disrespect and dishonor yourself anytime you choose to overshare with someone who doesn't have your best interest at heart. Close your mouth. Don't give them the ammunition to destroy you. Personal growth oftentimes attracts negativity from those who are uncomfortable with change. The sad reality is that it is often those closest to us who may resort to undermining tactics such as negging, gaslighting, constant pessimism, covert jealousy, or energy-draining behaviors to bring us down and derail us from our path to success. Their actions mirror their own internal struggles, not a reflection of our worth. Consistency will always be perfection, and it's the consistency of small and imperfect steps that produces the perfect outcome. You don't have to have it all figured out immediately, babe. Just keep going. It will come all full circle in the end. Remember to always speak life into yourself. Our internal dialogue shapes our self-perception and, by extension, our identity. Too often we allow past traumas and misconceptions to color this dialogue with negativity. And I'm here to tell you, it doesn't have to be that way. What if we could change this narrative? What if we could replace the negative self-talk with positive affirmations? Our words have the power to create or destroy, uplift or bring down. When harnessed correctly, this power can lead to profound changes in our life and our self-identity. The power of life and death lies in our tongue. It's up to you to use that power to speak life into you and into your life. I really hope you guys enjoyed these wonderful words of encouragement. And as always, thank you so much for your love and support throughout the years. this journey wouldn't be as amazing as it is without you guys' support. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Simply Shanika and at Goddess Confessions. Until next time, my loves.